Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Tom Felton, and I titled our reading, More Than Skin Deep. Jose, a young believer in Jesus, was visiting his brother's church. As he entered the sanctuary prior to the service, his brother's face fell when he saw him. Jose's tattoos, covering both arms, were visible since he was wearing a t-shirt. His brother told him to go home and put on a long-sleeve shirt, for many of Jose's tattoos reflected the ways of his past. Jose suddenly felt dirty, but another man overheard the brother's interaction and brought Jose to the pastor, telling him what had happened. The pastor smiled and unbuttoned his shirt, revealing a large tattoo on his chest, something from his own past. He assured Jose that because God had made him pure from the inside out, he didn't need to cover his arms. David experienced the joy of being made pure by God. After confessing his sin to him, the king wrote in Psalm 32, "Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight." He could now shout for joy with others whose hearts are pure. The Apostle Paul later quoted Psalm 32, 1 and 2, and Romans 4, 7 and 8, a passage declaring that faith in Jesus leads to salvation and a pure standing before Him. Our purity in Jesus is much more than skin deep, for He knows and purifies our hearts. May we rejoice in His purifying work today. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in Him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for forgiving our sins and making us pure within. Only by your sacrifice on the cross are we able to receive salvation through belief in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.